This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ruined your credit?
Well, it's only up from here.
The wifey filed for divorce? Damn, son.
I see you, player. It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Okay, so I was wondering, I never walk in and start eating right away. And I was like, why am I eating right away? You know why? Because we shoveled. That's why I'm so hungry, because I already shoveled this morning. And I was like, why am I eating it the second I walk in the door?
No, that makes sense. That makes sense.
We actually did some physical activity this morning. And that's my little victory is I half shoveled because I wanted the kids to be able to walk to the bus stop. Okay.
Safely, yeah.
And then I went, my neighbors are never going to let me live this down. And it's freezing. I have to finish. So I shoveled the whole thing.
You just finished it up.
I just finished because we're
playing games.
Owen and I shoveled last night twice. So there was only a smaller layer that we had to do this morning.
You got ahead of it. You were smart. You did the intelligent thing. The truly snow living Wisconsinite thing was like, I gotta shovel twice. I gotta get ahead. Ain't no way.
And then today it was doable this morning. Yep. What's your little victory?
Well, my little victory, you're not gonna like.
What?
I'm just saying you're gonna hate me for it.
What? You want some of my beef jerky and my nuts or what?
Pause. No.
What's your little victory?
My little victory is I get to leave early. I get to leave early and you don't.
I am a little jealous. DZ's going to be at Dave and Buster's from 9 to 11 this morning for the big grand opening.
I get to leave early.
In Tulsa and the first 100 adults. What?
Why are you telling people? Why are you dropping so much free game?
Okay, I won't. The first 100 adults. Adults.
18 plus.
Yeah, in the door. You get what? A year's worth of free games.
A year's worth of free games. They got so many different things. We're going to talk about it later. You already know.
So you're going to leave around right before 9.
Probably, because I got to be there at 9.
So you got to be here for most of the show. Ha
Man, whatever. Shut up.
Good morning, everybody. It is February 13th. We made it. Tomorrow is V-Day.
Oh, yeah.
We've got tickets to see The Weeknd. DZ's going to be at Dave and Buster's this morning. And hope you're all staying warm out there. We got the question of the day coming up next. Ooh, 103.7 Kiss FM. Stay warm.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, this one is very timely with the weather and everything we're going through. Let me tell you what.
Oh, is it?
What is your snow storm snow gear? Because I'll start. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll go first. I'm guessing I wear more than you because, one, I'm a woman.
And two, I'm Colombian.
And two, you're Colombian. Yeah, and you just don't care. But I, when I was shoveling last night, Owen and I, oh, it's so nice to have a teenager.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait. Ooh, I can't wait.
All those diapers I changed, all those sleepless nights, they come back for you, DZ.
They start to pay?
They pay off when they're
not
teens.
Not in dividends, but they start to equal pay?
I had that thought shoveling yesterday, like, ooh, finally.
Did you just call you get a thought?
What? No, I had that thought shoveling. No, what did you think? No, I didn't call
him
that.
I thought you
killed
that.
No.
I was like, you just called Owen.
No.
I had that thought shoveling.
I had a thought.
The Ebonics understanding of a sentence. I was like, dang. Really? You had him out? You was pimping him out?
I was thinking.
Thank you.
While we were shoveling. Wow. All those sleepless nights are helping out now. No, but Owen and I were shoveling, and I had on snow pants. My snow boots, I had on my winter coat, and I had on really thick gloves, and then my hood on over. Now, Owen had nothing but a coat that was unzipped, by the way.
Yeah, because he was hot.
He didn't even want the coat on. He was mad I made him wear it.
He was hot.
And the hood, because it was snowing yesterday.
And he didn't want it in his face.
This morning, though, when I went out there, I had only had my boots and my coat. I regret it, and my gloves. I regretted it. My ears were frozen. I was like, I should have worn my earmuffs that you gave me. Or one of my winter hats or my hood. I regretted that this morning. I was actually in pain driving to work, my head, from not having it covered.
The hood was still there. You just didn't pull it up.
My gloves were too thick. I couldn't get it over my hat.
I would have taken them gloves off, girl. What you talking about? My ears would not have
DZ,
been cold.
I was trying to get it done. Trying to get it done.
When you just go in and go in, you're panicking. Like, all right, let's finish.
Because I wanted to get to work. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty much, you know, but as a kid, we didn't have snow pants. I didn't even know about snow pants. My dad had us out there in three layers of sweatpants. Freezing when I was a kid. Yeah. I didn't know any better in Southern Illinois.
Well, and I'm thinking about what I did the last couple days between yesterday and today. And last night, I went out there, boots on, and I couldn't find my gloves, so I used my wife's mittens. Right? Yeah, sorry.
Out there with mittens.
Sorry, my love. She don't got gloves this morning because I had to use them to shovel last night.
Hope the steering wheel's not too cold.
Hey, I warmed her car up this morning. She better be okay.
Aww.
But anyway, digressing. I had her mittens on, but I didn't wear a winter coat. Mm-hmm. I just had a thick sweater.
Are you kidding?
And I pulled the hood up.
I get hot
shoveling. Okay. So with the hood up and the gloves on, if I got long pants, I get hot really, really quick.
Yeah.
Like fast. So I was just shoveling away. This morning, though, I didn't have time. Like you, I was just trying to get it done.
I was panicking, fast shoveling.
Panic mode. And if you remember from before on the show, we've talked about I've got a private alley driveway.
Yes.
That's about 60 feet long.
Now, I thought about you yesterday because I thought, on one hand, it's nice you have a private alley because you can move your cars off the street so the plows can come.
Right.
But the problem is, I was literally, thinking about you as well, not a thought, thinking that you also have more to do because of that.
We do. Mm. And this morning, obviously, I'm the only one. My neighbors are all retirees.
Yeah.
The other house next to us is currently vacant and for rent or whatever. So there's nobody to help. So it was just me out there trucking along.
Wait.
Thankfully, I got the homie that gave me the woman plow.
I was going to say, I gave you one of my shovels because I have three. The man plow and the woman plow. Best shovel on the planet. This is not an ad, everybody.
No, it should be.
It's double the size and it makes it so much faster.
Me and my little plastic pink partner was out there trucking along, game changing the world.
I'm so
out there,
proud of you.
Skirp, finished in half the time, right?
I used my pink one this morning, too.
But I didn't go out there. With any gloves. I didn't go out there with boots on. I was out there in my sneakers thinking
Why weren't you in boots?
Again, I was just in go, get it done mode. Half awake, waking up, going, oh my gosh, I gotta leave.
Are your feet wet?
No, thankfully they're dry. I switched my socks.
Oh, good.
We changed them up. I'm wearing my boots now because my boots were still wet from last night. Part of the reason why I ain't put my boots on.
You need new boots.
Man, I should be new boot goofy.
Remember, I got those North Face boots on clearance and I forgot about them and then I got them out this winter. They dry in like 10 minutes.
I don't got winter boots. You like need the actual winter boots.
You need the ones on clearance I got. Those were a game changer.
I got Tim's and non-slip work boots.
Oh, no, you need.
You feel
you
me? Like,
boots.
I don't have winter boots. But digressing, yeah. I'm not prepared for any winter activities. I don't have gloves. I wasn't wearing a hat. My gear is trash. I usually don't wear a coat. I got one today because I know I'm going to have one on at Dave & Buster's because I'm going to be outside with the first 100 people. But that's about it, G. I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, let's go to line one. We're talking about what is your snow storm weather gear. How much do you wear? How little do you wear? And why? Oh, good morning, Kiss FM. Turn your radio down. Who's this?
It's your boy, R-O-G-E-R.
Oh, Roger?
Hey, my guy.
Are you still sick?
Yeah, still living under the weather. I'm feeling better, but the voice still sounds garbage.
That's
man,
not right.
Twin, where have you been? Nobody knows me.
What in the Okay, Roger, for real though, what do you wear when in the snow? Do you have a bunch of stuff or nothing like DZ?
No, I'm like DZ. It's shorts and a hoodie.
Oh, yeah, I say shorts now.
Get
hold on, chill
here
out.
With that.
You're Roger?
Like freezing.
I'm a true Wisconsinite. Shorts, Tim's, and a hoodie. Man. And I'm going at it.
Mr. R-O-G-E-R-C-R-A-Z-Y. Get out of here, my boy.
Dude, seriously. You know what? I got to go. I can't talk to somebody who wears shorts in this weather. It's too cold. Goodbye, Roger.
Bye.
All right. 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call, and we're going to read your text and talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Did I call it or did I call it yesterday? From yep. Danny from Oak Creek texted in, and you and I knew.
Knew it exactly.
He said, if you know, you know. Danny from Oak Creek, I have shorts and a hoodie. And then he wrote, and snow boots. Okay, thank God it's not the Crocs today, Danny. Thank God.
I somehow feel like he's still lying.
I'm arguing with Owen right now about wearing pants today on text.
That man's snow boots are winterized Crocs with the fur inside. That's his snow boots. Yeah, and socks.
Danny is so funny. Let's go to the phones. You know what? Do I even want to go to Carl and Indy? Because the guy's not even in the snow right now.
Is he just about to brag? Because if he is, we're going to get to hang up on
probably
him.
I'm listening on the Odyssey app going, do-do-do-do-do, there's no snow here.
Just sitting here eating my Greepos with no snow.
Hi, Carl.
Morning, brothers.
Buenos dias.
All right. What is your snowstorm gear or your snow gear? What are you wearing?
Well, normally I wear just my usual jacket, my pants, and my shoes, which sometimes when you're in the snow for too long, the wetness and all that gets inside your shoes and everything.
Got to get you some boots.
Yep, you got to get in the boot gang, man.
Oh, yeah.
Got to get them gang, on clearance like me. It's a game changer.
They're just expensive, bro.
That's what I'm saying. The ones I got were so cheap because I bought them in, like, the summer because they were just happened to be on clearance, you know?
Because you're trashing them anyway. Yep. So it's like, why am I spending $200 on boots,
I got
bro?
A great pair that way, I'm telling. But you have to find them.
You got to find them.
It's like finding a needle in a haystack, DZ.
Or like finding the five. It's hard to do.
Don't bring that up. Why are you trying to bring up old
My
stuff?
My bad, Carl. Oops.
All right, you know what, Carl? We got to fight. We got to go. Goodbye.
Bye. I love you.
Love you back, fam.
We love you, too. Goodbye. I forgot we're telling everybody we love them
of
this
course,
week.
Of course.
Even more than ever. You want to go to our girl in Racine? Let's go to Audrey. Why not? Let's
Racine.
Talk. I mean, Detroit.
Ah,
Racine
yes.
Racine and Detroit mixed together.
Straight out of Compton.
Hey, Audrey.
Hey, guys.
What up?
Okay, what is your cold weather snowstorm gear?
You guys are all going to think I'm crazy. I usually just wear my pajamas out there and then put my Uggs on.
You know what? I should have known because she's a wrestler. Of course she's tough. Yeah. She's like, I don't need anything.
Okay, I was a wrestler too, though. And you don't see me out there going crazy in my PJ pants and Uggs.
You went out there with regular shoes and no coat zipped up, DZ. Don't even start.
I didn't have a coat on at all.
No gloves.
No gloves. My hands were cold, though.
You're both on suspension right now for being ridiculous.
And make sure your hands are warm, and then we're all good.
Yeah. You're good. Do you got at least a winter hat on, a hood, something? Nothing. She big tough.
You're a lunatic.
Oh, she hip tossing somebody for sure.
I was in pain by the time I got in my car. My ears hurt because they weren't covered. Like, I was in pain from the cold.
I warmed my car up 4 times this morning. Oh. I kept turning it on and kept turning it on and kept and the more I shoveled, I just kept turning it on. I was like, gasoline does not matter. Sorry, fossil fuel consumption.
Sorry. That's
sorry, not sorry, bro.
All right, Audrey, thanks for calling. Have a good day.
Have a great day, guys.
Bye.
All right.
Okay. We love you. We love you, Audrey.
My bad. OG Lori texted in and said, my outdoor gear is a hoodie or a light jacket, hat, or earmuffs and gloves. Only put on boots and snow pants when I play in the yard with the fur babies. If I have the time to put on snow pants and it's cold and I'm snow blowing or shoveling, I always do because they stink anyway. My snow blower makes them smell like gas anyway. Yeah. So then I can throw them in the laundry after.
Throw them right down.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Yeah.
Do you wear boots even when it's not inclement weather? Right? Because if it's not snowing or trash out, I'm wearing my sneaks.
100%.
Right? Otherwise.
I only wear my snow boots when I'm shoveling.
When you're shoveling. Okay.
Period.
Or in weather like this where I don't know what the road conditions or weather conditions are going to be out and about in public.
Maybe, but I took my boots off and put my tennis shoes on after I shoveled because they were only wet on the outside.
Yeah,
because
they're new.
Somebody said, Crocs make snow boots now, Danny. 2 pairs of leggings and snow boots and my Carhartt jacket plus a hat and a headband and gloves. Natalie in Menominee Falls. Natalie! Oh,
2 pairs of leggings.
You guys are all out of your minds.
No snow pants. That's a choice. No, some people double up layers instead of snow pants.
That's so Wisconsin. Let's go to Ryan in Calabama, who I wondered if he was snow plowing last night. He hadn't been working this winter doing that. He was bummed out.
He said he was praying for the snow and
finally
answered.
Finally. Only you, Ryan. Yeah, you
can tell me. Good morning, good evening, good night.
I was wondering if you've been snow plowing all night.
Yeah. I literally rolled in the driveway at 5:55 this morning, jumped in the shower, and put on work clothes to go to school.
Well, we appreciate your service. You can sleep. Just roll a movie in like our teachers did and make them watch a movie.
Honestly, though.
Life was only that easy.
Wait, did you guys have school yesterday?
No, I was hoping we were going to.
Okay.
Well, we did in Waukesha County, which was funny because all these people in Milwaukee County, Racine County were like, who has school today? Yeah, I'm like, a lot of people.
Some people
We've
did.
Gone so weak with our snow days. It's just so sad.
Hold on. Ryan, DZ, I know where you're going with this. Go ahead and school him on the busing.
I was just
going
to say, it really has a matter of the busing, the system, the traffic, the logistics on getting different buses to different schools, and also the weather conditions out on the roadways in the afternoons.
Milwaukee County uses a lot of the transit buses, right?
Yeah, the upper schools.
So it matters. Some of that stuff also matters, and you got to remember that for the kids. That's the only reason I understand.
Not just school buses, it's regular transportation too. Yeah, you're right.
But anyway, Ryan, go ahead and tell us how tough you are. Go ahead.
Not tough when it comes to that, buddy.
Said not when it comes to that.
Oh, man.
When it comes to snow removal, I'm wearing thermal pants, long underwear, long underwear shirt, and then my heated jacket normally.
Oh, you got the big heated jacket.
Can you talk to Danny in Oak Creek and give him some advice on not wearing Crocs in the snow or something?
Got a guy for you to give tips to.
Well, here's my question.
What?
How many of you guys grabbed the bread bag and put the bread bag on your foot before you put them in your boots?
Oh, to keep your feet from getting wet and cold.
Zero.
With the snow.
Exactly. Zero. Because
that's
I got
OG.
New boots and they're the bomb. So no, zero.
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today, what is the problem, DZ?
I got to sip my tea for this one because...
Well, let me get my coffee and my Bucks cup. Go Bucks.
Everybody go Bucks. Let's go, baby.
My Bucks coffee mug, yeah.
Caught that dub yesterday, but anyway.
Woo! Anyway.
Digressing. Yeah, this one is a tea sipper and a wheel gripper.
Oh.
Everybody, listen up.
Well, now I need to know.
Tim hit us up and has basically an at odds with his wife, if you will.
Okay.
Because she wants to move out of the country.
Wait, what?
She wants to move abroad.
Well, Owen tells me he's moving to Canada every day, but that's just because he thinks Canada's cool because he went fishing there.
Oh, you go fishing somewhere? He found a cool fishing spot.
He went on a cruise, and now he's obsessed with Canada. He went to Alaska. It's a long story. But wait, why does she want to leave? Hold on.
Allie and DZ, Like it says, my wife wants to move abroad. And she's adamant about moving out of the country. We've been happily married for 9 years with four kids.
Well, things are a mess right now. I mean, touche.
My wife brings it up almost every day, how she wants to move out because of the state of the country. And oh. I don't really want to. We've had a few talks about it. And at first, it was a fun conversation.
Yeah.
But eventually, she became insistent that it was a good idea for us to uproot our lives and move to another country. She feels our lives would be much better not being here, and I partially agree, but why a new country? We have an established life here, and we can't really go anywhere else right now, but it seems like it's really starting to become unavoidable for us as a couple. I'm nervous about our jobs, our kids, and our general safety, mm-hmm. here or anywhere else. Mm-hmm. And my holdups would definitely be about money a lot, but there's so many other questions. Yeah. I would really appreciate any advice. Tim.
Well, there are some scary laws being trying to be thrown in the hat these days, mm-hmm. let me tell you.
And some that already have
that are pretty gross.
And some great laws that have been kind of taken away, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not, this isn't by any means like a political show, but I understand why some people are stressed out right now to leave.
People, I do too. Right? I have a friend who said, you know, I want to get passports for my kids.
And whether that's what she's talking about or that's what Tim's talking about, what his mm-hmm. wife's talking about, cool. But that's what kind of makes us feel like they're talking about.
100%. What else would you be talking about? To act like nothing's going on.
Maybe they don't like snow.
People are mentally okay. People are mentally stressed out right now about some of the laws and that they're throwing in the hat and some passing and some getting by the House and just blowing my mind.
Right.
From voting rights to gay rights, transgender rights, things that immigration rights that are disgusting. Yeah. And I just can't. It's hard to wrap your head around, and it's hard to watch and not be angry about a lot of these things, you know, and a lot of people are right now because it's mind blowing that somebody can give, you know, the president $250 million and walk into the White House and run things. It's just
and
wild.
Even taking it away from that completely, just the cost of living.
Yeah. Everything, the ability inflation, it's expensive. Yeah. And nothing's changing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah, nothing's changing.
A lot of these things are going, we're inspired by this, right?
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily a bad idea. Mm-hmm. I realize that you have a lot of questions. Moving to another country is a huge, huge move. Mm-hmm. It's scary. Mm-hmm. I did it at 3 with my family in reverse. Mm-hmm. We came from Colombia to here. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that it was out of necessity, but it was out of necessity. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you guys got to move out of necessity, but there needs to be a bigger conversation here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, this is the root of a lot of what would DZ do's. Mm-hmm. Conversations, talking mm-hmm. about it. But this one's past the conversation. Mm-hmm. I think this is more about an action, and she's ready to act.
Yeah.
You're not. Mm-hmm. You guys got to travel, though.
Yeah.
If you guys have already been to the countries you're talking about moving to, that's amazing.
Right.
But I want you to maybe take a little bit of an extended time, right? Because you can't just up and move. Mm-hmm. If you do, it's a huge leap, and you're never prepared for it. Mm-hmm. You could have a job, you could have a place, you could have whatever, but you're moving to another country. And depending on the language they speak, you're going to be a fish out of water for mm-hmm. a long time. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I think what you need to do is really nail down the top 5 places.
Yeah.
Really have this conversation. Don't mm-hmm. just go, oh, this was fun, and now you're rejecting it, right? Mm-hmm. Actually go, where would you want to live? Mm-hmm. Put them down on a piece of paper and then create a tree. From that tree, decide, what would you do in that country for work? Where would you want to live? And then break it down as far as like A, B, C, and D. And then go visit the top 3 choices and really choose, is this a place where we could see ourselves living? And I'm talking about being there for more than just a week, more than just 7 days. You got to go for a 2-3 week period mm-hmm. to experience
mm-hmm.
the culture, to experience the world, to even view mm-hmm. a place to live. So that's my say-so.
Dawn and Muskego said, I'll go with her.
You weren't listening at all, bro.
Somebody else said, not a political conversation. Then Allie goes on. No, DZ said that. I didn't say that. I mean, DZ didn't say a word, but I work with an immigrant. My family came to this country to escape the Holocaust, and half of my family died. I'm Jewish. Don't start with me today. Yeah. I'm not in the mood, okay? So where were we, DZ?
We were going to take calls.
Don't talk to me, okay? Talking to the wrong girl this morning. All right. Let's go ahead and take calls. 414-533-1037. Let me say WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. And his wife wants to move out of the country. He does not, or is thinking about it.
Traveling Tim.
Traveling Tim. Look at the name you gave him. All right. What should they do? We'll talk to you guys next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so Lily texted in and said, I agree with them, but I also say just go for it, to be honest. My say is New Zealand, because they speak a lot of English there. Oh, thank you, Lily.
True. Thank Australia as well.
Okay, no, Traveling Tim, what his wife wants to move, and he does not.
They're four kids. They're thinking about it. It's six people to move to another country.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I do say do it, honestly. It's just hard to just up and do. And nobody's really nomadic like that.
Yeah.
Few people are like us that can just up and go.
And would actually do it without wanting to return or get homesick. I agree with you on that.
Doesn't mean you can't also return when you get homesick. If you get homesick, it's just a big leap to move to another country.
Absolutely.
It's doable, though, and it kind of sounds fun.
Well, let's go to, who should we start with? Emily in Milwaukee.
Okay, all okay. Right. I'll see you.
One of our regulars. Hi, Emily.
Good morning.
Good morning. Deep breath.
I love this song. So you just let it vibe for a second before we get into this deep talk about leaving the country. So fresh and so clean. Hey. Maybe they need a so fresh and so clean start in a new place.
Emily in Menominee Falls did text it and say, grass is not always greener on the other side. Moving to a new country means finding a job in a foreign country, schools for kids, figuring out health care. Yep. Although it has to be better than what we got. She wrote in parentheses.
Usually free depending on where you go in most out of places.
Of course, it's a weird state of the U.S. right now, but it's also not as easy as people think to just pick up and leave, which is kind of what you said, DZ.
And what's curious is I've recently been seeing a lot of this I'm forgetting her name on TikTok, but she helps people, not on TikTok, excuse me, Instagram. Mm-hmm. She helps people move abroad. I think she lives in London and is originally from the US and helps people that have been wanting to get out of the country, has been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Got like 1.5 million followers on TikTok or something like that. Going crazy helping people leave the country. Maybe hit her up. Like, honestly though, Emily, what do you think?
Yeah, Emily, what's up?
I was gonna say, you gotta figure out the logistics. It's not like an overnight thing, like, oh, I just wanna do this. For some countries, it can take upwards of like 2 to more years, depending on where you wanna go. So you have to figure out not only where you're gonna live, what you're gonna do, all that, but also like how you're gonna be there legally, so that that's not an issue for you as well.
Right.
Hold on, y'all.
Not a lot of countries are our fan right now, so they might not be as happy.
What?
Right,
fans of leadership, one thing. Fans of us, definitely. Because we spend money, y'all. Hold on.
Yeah,
thinking about jobs. Do you think he's worried about the job? He's worried about the kids. He's worried about life. He's worried about living. He's worried about living situation, right?
Yeah.
Do y'all remember at one point, this was maybe like over a year ago, we talked about, and this was just like a topic, they will pay you to move to other countries. You just might have to Google that.
They will?
Some like Switzerland or Sweden, something like that, like a little ho-dunk town is paying you.
Oh, in order to like build their economy.
If you're indifferent to where you're going, maybe you might want to look into that, Tim. Hold on now.
Look at you, DZ. TikTok for the win today.
For real. For real, though.
Emily had some good points, though. Seriously, thank you for calling, Emily. We love you.
Love you guys, too. Bye.
Bye. All right, let's go to Danielle in Butler this morning. See what she has. She's off suspension, so we'll let her in.
I was you.
Hi, Danielle.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday.
All right. What do you think? Tim's wife wants to leave.
Honestly, DZ took what I was going to say just now.
Aha!
There's some places that will pay you to go live in their country. I think Iceland is one of them.
Ooh.
And they're like one of the most peaceful-minded countries, like stress levels and everything like that. I would do a lot of research before making a big jump like that. But if they can make a jump like that, absolutely do it. I mean, just the life experience that you're giving your kids.
Yeah.
True. Ooh, yeah. True. Culture him up.
Somebody said, I'll move abroad as long as I can still listen to Allie and DZ. Does our app work in other countries?
It better. Tim's going to find out soon. I'll tell you what, though.
Tim's wife can let him know when she goes.
That's so funny.
I get that the research and the exploring, it's going to give you anxiety because it's going to make it real. Mm-hmm. That's why some people just up and move and just don't think about it because they got to take that leap or it'll never happen.
Yeah.
You can't do that with a whole family with kids. I don't know if y'all got a house to sell. You can't just take the leap.
You can't just go if you have things. No. Yeah. No, it's not that easy. No. It's a whole process.
And that's what's giving him anxiety, thinking about that process rather than doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Don said his anxiety is from the unknown. I like what DZ said. Pick a few places. Start looking into how being in those places will answer your questions and calm your nerves.
Build the tree out of the top five and then go visit the top three.
Yeah, I like what Danielle said. School districts will be different for different countries. I was a nanny for a family who lived in Germany. And when they came back to America, the kids hated the school system.
Oh, damn.
They had so much. They had so much homework comes like here in a day, and that's what they would. That's what the load would be in like a week in Germany.
Interesting.
So it overwhelmed the kids to come back to America. So I mean, it's you got to put those things into consideration too. You know what I mean?
Different. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. So different. Wow. So different.
Yeah, this isn't easy. It's not an easy one, and you can't just move. I get why Tim's tripping.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Danielle. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye. Appreciate it. Much love.
Owen last night even was like, I'm just so stressed about school. I go, you're getting good grades. You do everything you need to do. What are you stressed about? He goes, I just don't want to do it. I go, nobody wants to do it, Owen. Wait till you get a job one day. Nobody wants to do that either.
Oh, you got a teenager for sure.
Oh, yeah. He's like, I just don't want to do it. It, Mom.
Same, my boy. Same.
DZ was out getting what? Hot water or something?
Yeah, water for my tea.
And I said, the second you came in the door, I go, get in here. We got a voice message to play. You're going to die.
I had 3 seconds to do nothing. I was like, hold on. Okay. Let's go.
I love our listeners so
good morning.
Much.
It's Allie and DZ, 102.7 Kiss FM.
Thank you. Good morning. Buenos dias.
Yeah, wepa.
So where were we? Okay. So you can always leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. We have got a lot this week that we will play at some point, but I just jumped in there and this was at the top. And
you like
I,
checking it out now and again?
I lost my mind. I'm so glad you didn't hear this yet because I want you to hear this live on the air with everybody else.
Okay.
So yesterday for Am I the Jerk?
Oh no.
You and Aaron threw yourselves into the fire and asked if you were the jerk for going to your friend's wedding on Friday, even though you had sick kids at home.
And even though it was more Aaron because I'm already on antibiotics.
Yeah.
So.
And you guys were healthy otherwise, though.
Yes,
just the kids.
Yes, correct.
So you ready for the voice message we got?
No.
Is it turned up?
Yes, it is. Okay. Are you turned up? Turn it up.
I am because this is so good. So this is, let's see here, Carl and Indy. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Aaron and DZ, I'm going to sing this song. Either you both are the jerks or not the jerk.
Okay, it's a Carl song.
Yep, get ready.
Yes.
Get ready, everybody. I'm going to tell you at the end.
They knew they got sick, but they were late to the wedding.
We were.
Do I think they're the jerks?
Are we? Are we not?
Definitely not the jerks. Definitely not the jerks.
Not the jerks.
Aaron and DZ are not the jerks. Not the jerks. Aaron and DZ are not the jerks. Over getting sick of being late. Not the jerks. Not the jerks.
My boy.
I love you because not only are you one of our top listeners on the Odyssey app, but you get a whole keyboard or whatever out and send a song on the app by sending a voice message. I cannot. It is the best.
This man bust out the MIDI keyboard and said, "Lie, you know what? I'm a cook."
And he ramps it up at the end. That's the best part.
Aaron, we are not the jerks. Not over getting sick of being ready. Not the jerks.
Not the jerks. My boy. Now, I love that instrumental, too, bro.
Ah, your dedication is amazing, Carl. And
it doesn't go missed.
Not the jerk.
Not the jerk, boy.
Not the jerk.
Strong.
Congratulations, DZ. You're not the jerk. And today's might trigger a few people because it involves actually ruining a surprise for a child, which seems crazy, right?
What?
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, when we got this one, I was like, huh? Because you can always email us at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into our DMs on Facebook or on Instagram. It's funny when people message us and go, where can I submit it? Am I the jerk? I'm like, you could have just done that. Now we have to do a whole nother back and forth because you would have solved the problem by just sending it.
You could have just kept typing. It's safe. You could have just kept typing.
Send it, you know? They said, ready for this?
Give
them a name at the end.
I got you.
Am I the jerk for wanting to ruin a surprise for a 12-year-old?
Yes.
That's exactly what I thought, but...
Their name is Yes.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are yes, the jerk. I read this. Just...
I'm listening.
Here's what she said. She said, here's my story. So my birthday is Thursday. I know some people may not care when it's their birthday, but I take my birthday... kind of serious.
Oh, you one of them.
By the way, today is Thursday, but we got this earlier in the week. Just putting it out there. Oh, today is Thursday.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So, happy birthday. So she says, I know some people may not care when it's their birthday, but I take my birthday kind of serious. I'm a single mom since 2010, and now again, a single mom to a 3-year-old. I get one day a year where it's all about me. Being a single parent with no village, you don't get days where it's all about you. So I look forward to my birthday. I decided to buy tickets to bring my 3-year-old to see Disney on Ice.
Oh, that is this. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's this
Disney
week.
On Ice is this weekend.
So Now it's all making sense.
It's because it's All-Star Weekend. There's nothing going on in Pfizer Forum. Disney on Ice is taking over.
Is it? So she said, I decided to buy tickets to bring my 3-year-old to Disney on Ice. My 14-year-old daughter could care less about seeing Disney on Ice, so she is just along for the ride. Now, here's my am I the jerk. I invited my best friend and her daughter, who's 12 years old, to join us. She was able to get seats right behind us.
Cool.
She then tells me to let my oldest daughter know not to say anything to her daughter about it. She wants it to be a surprise for her.
Oh, because they're friends. Got it.
Yeah. So while talking to my daughter about this, I told her I don't care if she ruins the surprise and tells her it's my birthday. It's not about surprising her daughter. Honestly, I don't think she comprehends that her daughter could care less about seeing Disney on Ice. She's 12 years old. That's an opinion.
That is.
That's a total opinion.
Unless she knows, but then it's still an opinion.
I honestly invited my best friend to share the enjoyment and excitement of my 3-year-old daughter and also to hang out with me on my day. Hmm. So am I the jerk if my oldest ruins the surprise? Okay.
There's so many different, there's so many different ways.
Yes, you are. Like, for me, it's like, why are you are so selfish. I know it's your birthday, but why are you going out of your way to intentionally ruin other people's times? Like, now
that is mad
selfish.
Don't
deserve a good birthday if that's your attitude about it.
Do you feel?
And then you're saying you're going to bring your 3-year-old and it's about them. Was it about them?
Is it about them or you?
Who's it about?
I did catch that and went, okay, so are you?
You sound petty and I'm petitious as they come.
And we're petitious.
But you sound nasty.
But like, hold on.
What?
Do you think she's kind of leading her daughter into saying, go ahead and ruin the surprise? Because she basically didn't say, hey, tell her. She said, I don't care if you do or don't because it's about me. Mm. Now she's putting it on the daughter, basically.
Which is even more awkward. While talking to my daughter, I told her I don't care if she ruins the surprise. Why would you? Now you're being a bad example to your kid.
This girl's
listening right now, so I'm going to have to face this woman one day. But listen, you're being really, really immature right now.
We said it was safe to slide into the DMs. We ain't say it was safe to be lit up on air.
So
you might get lit up.
So I'm glad you're going to Disney on Ice.
But hold on.
Okay, talk me through this, DZ, because you know I'm hot. I think it sounds ridiculous.
As somebody that does not care for their birthday, myself,
sure.
I don't care for my birthday. You know this about me.
I do. You don't like the attention.
I'm indifferent for it, right? I don't like it.
Too bad we already started planning your party. Shut up. No, I'm kidding.
Shut up. I know there's a lot of people that do really like their birthdays.
It's a big deal for them.
My dad used to tell me, and my dad's the person who I got not caring about holidays from, right? He used to tell me, the day of your birth is the only day that is actually yours. Mm-hmm. We share all other holidays, Christmas, right? Mm-hmm. Easter.
Yeah.
We share Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We share, even birthdays sometimes we end up sharing with people. But that's the one day that is quote unquote yours, where it is dedicated to you. And if you want to make it a special endeavor and make sure that it is all focused on you, bet. But then make sure that it is all focused on you.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's going about it the wrong way, but can we say that she's at least being honest and direct in her say-so?
We'll give her points for that. She's being brutally honest.
Brutally
to the point where she doesn't care if she's the jerk. But I will say this. So I'm a single parent. Let's go there too. Let's talk about this. I didn't really appreciate that because I understand that you're saying it's always about them.
Sure.
Welcome to the thankless job of parenting. I'm not saying you wanted to be a single mom. I didn't see myself being a single mom. I get angry too, and I get frustrated, but guess what? That's our job. It's not about us. They're thankless. They're selfish. They're ungrateful. And then they kiss you and say, I love you, and it's all better
again.
Magically worth it. So it's hard for me as a single parent also. I understand why you feel like nothing's about you, but you're right. Nothing's about you. And that's a choice when you have kids. You know what I mean?
This is kind of pointless because we won't know this, but I struggle to wonder if she's an only child. Because only children tend to...
Is it giving that energy?
It's giving. Mm. It's giving, for sure. Because only children tend to struggle to split attention with anything else that doesn't involve them. What I mean is, since it's her 3-year-old daughter, she's cool with the excitement for her daughter.
Yeah.
Because that's a little piece of her.
Yeah.
And since it's her birthday, it's cool.
Right.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Only child energy.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you grow up sharing. You don't grow up having special only days, right?
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a thing when you got siblings, and especially when you got more than one.
And you know what I hear? I hear a lot of things I'd be grateful for in this, where I would appreciate, where she needs a different perspective, where I'd be so excited that my 13-year-old has a 12-year-old friend with them to hang out with. Like, these are little things that I would actually really appreciate, not going, let's ruin it for your friend. Be glad your kid has a friend.
And thank you for saying that, because
seriously,
actually, the friend is kind of going out of their way. They even look for tickets near your seats to sit by you. I think the least you could do is give them a little bit of a grace and say, we could surprise your daughter, that's fine. But as soon as that surprise is done, guess who's wearing the crown again? Me.
Ew, yeah. Or just let your friend surprise her daughter. And all right.
You're pulling up separate anyway, bro.
Is she the jerk for ruining a surprise for a 12-year-old? Petitious Patty?
Petitious Patty.
Are we in?
Ooh, we're in.
All right.
And I'm calling Petitious Patty not a jerk. I know. Don't look at me like that.
Are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not. It's selfish. It's self-centered.
Yes.
It's absolutely atrocious behavior.
But you're saying, what, 'cause
she's honest? But I'm saying not the jerk, because she's at least being direct. And in the world of bleep them kids, she's really saying bleep them kids.
Literally saying bleep them kids. Yeah.
We don't mean it. She's meaning it, bro. She's standing 10 toes, and I can't disrespect her for it. I'm not her, and I would never be her, but I can't call it a jerk because she's standing on business.
Also, Patty, where are you sitting so I don't sit near you? Disney on Ice.
But for real, though.
But for real, where are your seats?
But let us know. Okay, when you write, you write, dog.
Come on now. 414-533-1037. Somebody said, wow, you're being the jerk, Allie.
Wait, what?
Did you hear the entire... No, now you agree. Somebody said, Jesse from West Bend, her friend can surprise her daughter and still celebrate your birthday the day of. Jerk.
Ooh, we're split already, I see.
Okay, we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for ruining a surprise for a 12-year-old. We got a lot of texts coming in, but let's go ahead and go to the phones too. You know what? Screw it. Ben in Port Washington. I'll read one. How's that?
Okay, Ben.
He said, I agree with what you all are saying. She's making it about her, but then making it about her three-year-old. I don't think you get to pick and choose who it's about and who it's not just because it's your birthday. Mm. Appreciate that. Put your big girl pants on and act the age that you're turning. I know your friend wants to be there with you and also wants to surprise her daughter, regardless if her daughter cares or not. So,
birthday girl will disagree. She says this is exactly about her, and she gets to do whatever she wants and make it a focus about whoever she wants.
Uh-huh. Yeah, 100%. Petitious Patty wrote Petitious in Patty. And wants to know if she's a jerk because her friend is coming to Disney on Ice with her and her kids, and she said, I don't care if they ruin the surprise for her friend's kids because it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, by the way. What a birthday we're giving her.
Yeah, feliz cumpleaños. Yay.
Okay, let's go to Josie in Brookfield.
Good morning, Josie.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Jerk or not the jerk? Go.
It's hot, we know.
1,000% jerk.
Ooh, extra zero.
I didn't intentionally do this on her birthday. It just happened this way, okay?
All it right. Shapes like that.
I was an accident. I wasn't thinking until
birthday
I read
jerk.
It. I read it out loud. Whoops. All right, Josie, go ahead. Why?
I just feel like her friend's daughter being there, regardless if she knows beforehand that it's a surprise, is not going to ruin her day. What is the point of ruining it for her, the 12-year-old? So my 10-year-old is in the car with me, and we both said, jerk, you got a double one.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, and honestly, she's mad that her friend wants to, her friend's surprising her own daughter. And she was more mad that somebody else was getting surprised on her birthday, right. And it wasn't all about her. And I'm like, is it? I don't know. I'm with you, Josie.
Does she think that the daughter's going to like walk all the way into Pfizer Forum and not realize what's going on? Right? She's going to get somewhere close to downtown and be like, oh, we're going to Disney on Ice?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Right, like, the daughter's 12, not 5.
Right.
Not
fair
one,
enough.
Not two. Like, they're 12. Mm-hmm. She, and I know we're assuming, mm-hmm. but she really might be indifferent about going or not, mm-hmm. and is just excited to be somewhere in public and not with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
But absolutely. It's still the gist of, come on, dog.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Josie, what's your daughter's name?
Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Sup, youngin'.
All right. Thanks for calling. Josie says jerk, and her daughter.
Double jerk.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Next up, we have, let's go to Amy in Muskego. She's going to be spicy.
Ooh.
Whichever way she goes. Hi, Amy.
Good morning, my love.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I feel like you're one of those callers. It's like you're at the races. You have to like let the gate open.
I swear to God, listen, I'm gonna need everybody to calm down hold off and let me get through every once in a while. But no, she is a jerk.
Double up.
Go on,
baby. What is wrong with you? What is you trying to teach your child? You know what I mean? Like, I get it. It's your birthday. You can cry if you want to. You can throw fit. You can do whatever you want, right?
Touché.
I'm all for it.
If you know,
but
you know.
Why are you trying to teach your daughter to be like that? To have energy like that? Yeah. To go out into the world
That's
and
what I don't like.
Turn your daughter
birthday.
Into a selfish person.
A mean person.
As yourself. It's, exactly.
It
You're
is
turning
bigger.
Her into a mean girl. Mm. Knock it off. You used to beat those girls up in high school.
Allegedly.
I have no ties to nothing. Nobody knows me out in Guadalupe, I swear.
Exactly. Allegedly, Amy.
And this has been the Church of Amy.
Mic drop, amen. Hallelujah.
Hey, guess what?
Baby, I love y'all so
you won
much.
The race. Congratulations.
Thank you. I love y'all. I miss you guys so much.
We love you back, bro. Great to hear from
Bye,
you.
Bye, Amy.
Bye.
All right. So, two jerks. Before we get to our third caller, let me read some more texts here because we have a lot of texts.
Is anybody saying not the jerk?
I'm having trouble finding one. Crystal in Elkhorn said, the minute you decided to take your children to Disney on Ice for your birthday, it wasn't about you anymore. She's the jerk.
I guess that is a fair point. Unless you're one of them Disney adults that loves Disney stuff.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, me. I love Disney.
Dude, who doesn't? Come on. Lori from Cedarburg texted in and said, she's a jerk. Yes. Granted, it's her birthday. But why is she excited for the 3-year-old and not for the 13-year-old? That's got a friend who's going. What about Mother's Day? That should be all about her as well for being selfish.
Because it's her daughter, so she assimilates that daughter as a piece of her. It's her rib. Mm-hmm. So she's going, I want my, that's going to make me feel good on my birthday to see my daughter's joy. Mm-hmm. It's not going to make me feel good on my birthday to see your daughter's joy.
Oh boy, listen to this. Somebody texted in and didn't sign behind their name, which I understand, Jerk, and needs professional and emotional counseling. As a single father with a narcissistic ex, this is a textbook narcissism. And my kid's mom with, or wow, if this wasn't the person's birthday today, I would have asked if it was my ex. He said, this actually triggered my PTSD of my former relationship with my kid's mom.
I'm sorry, Papa.
Oh, shout out to the single dads, too.
I mean, no, for real. Shout out to the single parents just making it happen. Period. Men, women, making it happen.
What did I say? It's a thankless job, though. And so is parenting when you have two parents.
I was going to say, like,
when
I'm.
You have two parents.
I wasn't trying to associate or take y'all shine, but listen.
Seriously.
Having two of us in the household ain't much easier, y'all.
Yeah, Shannon, who won Hozier tickets, texted in and said, jerk on all the way around. Jerk for thinking only single parents get one day for themselves. Jerk for thinking a 12-year-old wouldn't love Disney on Ice and be surprised about it. Jerk for not caring about ruining a surprise. How selfish. I've never been so 10 toes down on someone being a jerk.
Dang, son. And I really looked the hard way to find the jerk,
you
right?
You try to find the positive in everybody and everything. It's her day. Lauren Waukesha, jerk. She's already sharing the attention with her daughter. Let the 12-year-old have a fun moment. Okay, fine. Let's go to Amanda in Racine.
Uh-oh.
Maybe she'll go the other way.
Maybe.
Amanda.
Big bone.
Listen, am I the jerk for reading this on her actual birthday?
Eh, that's debatable.
That's tomorrow's. That's tomorrow's. Am I the jerk? Say it ain't.
That's the one time I might say I'm the jerk. Okay, fine. Right. No, Amanda, what do you think?
I think she's being a jerk, though. She's being a Krabby Patty, by the way.
Yeah, like not the fun friend. Yeah.
Dang, a birthday
suite? Yeah, come on. I mean, I'd be excited about anything. So, I mean, if anybody surprised me, I'd be like, woohoo, yay. Like, you know, like some, you know, Dave and Buster's games or maybe some Summerfest tickets from some people, if I got that. Yeah. I'd be very surprised and excited, you know.
Something, bro. But nah, she doesn't even care.
Emma in Sheboygan texted in and said, big old jerk, why is this even a question? LOL, grow up. Ooh-wee.
I thought there'd at least be one person. I ain't see this being a birthday broom.
Mm-hmm. It's a birthday broom.
Everybody can have fun, though. Everybody can win, so.
Well, and that is part
of how I think of it.
You know what I always think about when you're a happy person? You want people to be happy, and you want everyone that you love around you to be happy. Because when I'm unhappy, I don't want the people around me to be happy. But when I'm happy, I want everyone around me to be happy. Because we've all been both. Let's be real. And if you have the self-awareness to go, wow, why do I only care about making myself happy if everyone else is miserable? You're not happy.
Gee, you just blew my mind.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you just blew my mind.
You're happy. You want everyone that you love around you to be happy too. Period.
You know how I remove myself from situations and I could like not think like me or whatever? I got back into my shoes and I went, if this was my birthday and one of my peoples was like, hey, you know, I want to surprise my kid. Like, do you mind? I would love that. Mm-hmm. You want to surprise your kid on my birthday? Aww, oh, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
I'd please take the attention. Mm-hmm. Yes, use that. Yes, I love
you,
it.
Vivi. Yes,
bro. I'd be all for it, man. I'd welcome it. Because if it's going to bring somebody joy, it's going to bring me joy.
The only time you're unhappy for other people is when you're unhappy.
No, Ali, you hit that right on the nose.
I'm just saying.
You hit that right on the nose.
I've lived too much life at this point.
You both did.
I have to check myself sometimes and go, wow, why am I not happy for this person? Oh, I must be unhappy. And when I'm happy for everyone, then I'm proud of that, right? And you should be too. So think about that, everybody. This has been the Church of Ali.
Amen. Hallelujah. Appreciate you, Amanda.
Amanda, love you.
Love you guys.
Love,
bye.
Peace. Wow. Broom on the birthday.
I am the jerk, though, for reading it on her birthday. I didn't piece it together till we were reading it. I swear.
That's tomorrow's Am I the Jerk.
Don't answer
for yourself now. I'll find a way to call you not the jerk.
Fine. Somebody's going to see him. Ooh, I got my finger stuck in my headphones. My bad. Somebody's going to see him.
I thought you were just singing.
No, my bad. Ooh.
Somebody's going to see him.
Ooh. May 30th at Soldier Field in Chicago. And they added a second date, May 31st now, because so many people wanted tickets. So.
Lucky ducks.
Yeah, so there you go. Let's go to Summer calling from Sheboygan Falls. Not Sheboygan. Sheboygan Falls.
There's a difference. Shout out the Falcons.
I learned that there's a difference on this show. Hi, Summer.
Hi.
What are you up to this morning?
I am on my way to get started at work.
Ooh, did you shovel or have to snow blow this morning?
Oh, no, my husband did that.
Oh, she said, ew, no. Wait, that's beneath me.
How do I get one of those? Because I shoveled this morning.
Allie, you got a DZ, bro. I just got to get there.
No, I already had one of those. I'm good, actually. I'm good.
Just say, you got a DZ, you good.
I'm good. Summer, you are caller 33. You're going to see The Weeknd. You're so welcome. Congratulations. You ever seen a concert at Soldier Field?
I have not, actually.
It's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. Listen, she's winning.
I saw Beyonce there. It was great. So, you're going to have a great time. Woo! And The Weeknd will just be good song after good song
after good song after good song.
Jinx. So, that'll be a good show. Well,
she's starting the day off with, dubs. She didn't have to shovel. And then she up and won weekend tickets. Mm-hmm. Winning on winning, bruh. Summer. Nice. Yes.
Summer, congratulations. Somebody's going to be in touch. Oh, wait, you know what? Let me ask you a question first.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
DZ and I are well aware that tomorrow is Valentine's Day.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And we were wondering, are you a candy or a flowers girl, since we know you have a husband, or neither?
Good question.
Ooh, or neither.
Fair.
Oh, I'm a flowers girl. I have to have my flowers.
Gotta have flowers.
Or both, I guess you could say both, too. But
oh, now we could say, well, then diamonds and gold. And
okay, you know what? You're right.
And cooking dinner.
Never mind. Candy or flowers, period. Okay, DZ, you're right. Flowers. I'm giving too many choices. So you pick flowers over candy, huh?
I do. I love flowers. He gets them for me often, actually.
Aww. That's really sweet.
But you gotta have them for Valentine's Day, or is it just what you prefer over candy?
Mm.
Oh, no, I gotta have them.
Gotta have them.
Do you have any judgment? If you've listened to this show a long time, and if you haven't, that's okay, too. If you're new, we love you, too. Have you ever heard DZ talk about how him and his wife they wait till after Valentine's Day, and then he goes and buys the candy half price, and then he gives it to her, and she supports it, which I support?
No.
Yes.
No, I actually haven't heard that. I've been listening a long time, but no.
That's- well, get this. Let me put your husband on game. Put him on the phone.
Stop it.
No, for real. The day after, the 15th. Even the 16th, you're going to get 75% off all of the candy you just spent $30 the day before on.
Yeah.
Nah, fam. Nah. Mm-hmm. I get some flowers. I'm going to get a little bag of her favorite, like Hershey's whatevers. Mm-hmm. That's that. And then I get the real expensive candy when it's not real expensive.
Last way to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember us. I think we did an Am I the Jerk right when you first started with me about it. Were you the jerk for buying the half price candy?
Discount candy.
Then we found out Aaron doesn't mind, which made you not the jerk.
Come on now, that's coming out of one account, baby. Mm-hmm. I'm saving us money.
Right? You are, actually. You are saving you both money. Summer, would you be, so you wouldn't be offended if your husband waited till this weekend to give you half price candy?
I mean, I wouldn't be the happiest.
See?
But, well, my flowers. I need my flowers.
No, she's keeping it real.
I'll pay full price for the flowers. That I do agree on. You got to pay full price for those.
Mm-hmm. That's why he gets the half price candy. See?
Uh-huh.
I am not partial to having half price candy next day after. We do that for Halloween as well. Christmas, all of it.
See? She gets it.
Jinx. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, Summer, have a great time at the show. And thanks for sharing your opinion. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks.
Bye.
You know, whoever texted in, I'm also from Sheboygan Falls. Nice. Nice.
Oh, okay. But you didn't win today. Summer did.
Somebody else texted in, I have a husband and I still had to shovel.
Some of us ain't winning like Summer is.
It's Kiss FM WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay. We want to know, are you candy or flowers? 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call. Somebody else texted in. Please sign your name when you text in. Somebody said it's a good idea since they have two little kids at home. Oh, you're talking about you and Aaron. Took me a second to understand what. But you did this before you had kids.
I did this when we were kids.
Right?
Thank you.
At Lakeland College.
Shout out LU.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So we're talking about candy or flowers for Valentine's Day tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it looks like Amanda in New Berlin texted in. Ah, what's up? My stomping grounds. She said, honestly, neither.
You did say that was an option.
She said, my husband gets me flowers and my so-called favorite candy every Valentine's Day, along with something a little special. But I'd prefer no flowers because they always die on me. Or just eat them.
Oh, she doesn't want... She's good. Our texts come in really
so weird
wonky.
And wonky.
So I understand. But do you know what...
She basically said neither, though.
She said neither. Do you know what my friend told me the other day? She said that there's like research behind that plants, if you talk to them...
They live.
They live longer.
Yep.
Is that true?
I believe it 1,000%.
That if you like give them love and
show them affection, tell them they're pretty...
They live longer. That's wild.
We've got a dear friend of ours, Becca. Shout out to homie. You know Becca.
Yeah, I know Becca.
You've been around them.
Yeah.
She talks to her plants.
Interesting.
They thrive.
Wow. Okay. Well, I didn't know that. And I thought that was really interesting because it makes sense, though. Something's living,
It's a living, breathing being.
Wow.
It's not a human, but it breathes. And sure, it doesn't have ears, but it'll listen to you, tell it it's pretty.
You know who said my husband gets me beef jerky and pickles? I want one of those. That wasn't an option, but I want a guy that gets me that.
I was going to say the beef jerky and pickles or the guy.
Dude, do you remember?
Both. Yes.
All of them. One year, I got a bacon heart. I'm not trying to take away from... Yeah. He made a bacon.
Who?
Or he made bacon. Pottery guy. He made bacon and he made it into a heart shape. He made a heart. It was awesome. I ate it.
And y'all didn't work out? How?
He also got me a meat bouquet. That was one of the first. You want to talk about really knowing how to read somebody. And it was like made out of salami and cheese.
Bruh, I'd be married to this dude. Where's he at?
He did not work out. I think he's happily with somebody else, which is great.
Okay. Well, I'll let him be.
This was like 5 years ago,
I'll
you guys.
Let him be.
So that's the only reason we can laugh about it now because we're both long moved on.
That's a pro move, though.
But isn't that funny?
A bacon bouquet.
It was a meat bouquet and then the bacon, the heart.
Oh, the bacon heart.
The bacon. They were two different gifts, if that makes any sense.
But also, ooh, that's genius.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? Okay, let's go to Teddy on their way to school in Shorewood. I don't know what time school starts, so pull up Teddy, turning 12. Hi, Teddy.
Morning, Teddy.
Hello.
Are you going candy or flowers, Teddy?
I'm going candy, obviously, because I'm an 11-year-old.
Yeah. All right, my man. Now, question.
I love this so
much. Now, if you're given the gift, is it flowers or candy?
Got to be candy again, because they're going to be giving another 11-year-old.
Yeah, probably.
Teddy, do you have a Valentine?
I'm thinking of asking someone to be my Valentine.
Ooh. You trying to ask him right now, Teddy?
Ooh.
Nah, I ain't putting you on the spot. Teddy
now
was like, nah.
Now it's awkward.
I made it weird. My bad, Ted.
Teddy already mic dropped by saying, I'm 11. Of course I want candy.
I'm 11. Duh, dummy.
All right, Teddy. Have a great day at school in Shorewood, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks, man. Bye. Good luck with the Valentine, bud.
Lisa's in Racine. Let's go to her next. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. Oh, you know what? Let me rephrase. Emily in downtown Milwaukee texted in and said, plants, not flowers, Allie. Plants live if you talk to them, not flowers. I actually needed you to clarify that because I just learned this piece of information this week. So plants live longer, according to research, if you talk to them. I did not know that.
Rooted.
I did not know.
I'm going to go talk to mine after I get off of this call.
Girl.
That's right.
You go in candy or flowers, Lisa?
I'm neither, and I'm kind of like DZ. First off, I'm not a huge candy fan, and the only time I eat candy is like the holiday candy because it's the freshest.
Sure.
So, only like Valentine's Day or Easter,
or the Christmas candy when it's Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, because it's the freshest. But I personally like to wait till the day after, go to Pick and Save, and get chocolate covered strawberries at half price.
Oh, snap. Oh. That's big.
That is, you know what?
She just leveled up my.
She just one-upped you, DZ. Look at that.
I'm taking a page out of your book.
Now Aaron's leaving you for Lisa.
I know. Hold on, Lisa.
Hold on.
Go Bears.
Hey!
All right, goodbye.
That's why she's a genius.
Goodbye.
Go, Lisa. Bye, Lisa.
Forget both. Forget you and DZ now. Now I'm mad at both of you now. Forget y'all.
Bet you still gonna get them chocolate covered strawberries, though.
Maybe.
Listen, I see you.
Allison with a great name from Burlington texted in and said, I am a tacos and margarita girl. That wasn't on the list. You guys are so funny. But hey, I'll allow it.
Honorable mention.
Who doesn't like tacos and margaritas?
Come on now, a little taco. Could you imagine instead of bacon, they laid out tacos in a heart? Oh, you own me for life.
You know what? You're welcome that I dated a guy who gave everyone ideas. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Honestly, yeah, thank you.
He's one of, yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't have a list of very many decent guys I dated.
Like, who, you think I'm not going to make a bacon bouquet later?
He worked very hard on that. He was very serious about that. Callie from Germantown texted in and said, holiday candy's not fresh. They make it all year round, but then put it in the freezer if it's like chocolate to save it up for until the holiday. Why are you nodding, DZ?
Don't ruin Lisa's. Listen, let Lisa live, okay?
What do you mean?
Ignorance is bliss. She doesn't realize Christmas candy might be from last Christmas still.
Oh, that's what she's saying. Lala texted in and said, candy all the way, no flowers, they die. I hope Destiny's listening. I hope your wife heard that.
I like flowers, though, man. I do enjoy good flowers.
I do, too. And I was never used to be a flower girl. I would actually get annoyed when they were bought for me because I'd be like, we're wasting our money. Come on. But now I adore them. I don't know if I tried to get more in touch with nature as I got older. Just, you know, therapy and coping skills. I really appreciate much more flowers.
Getting flowers.
I love them now. Love them, but that changed over the years.
And you thought it was wasteful at first.
I did, and now I actually really appreciate them. I appreciate if they bloom. I take it very seriously on where the relationship is headed based on how they bloom. Swear to you. Mm-hmm.
You put a lot, you invest more energy mm-hmm. into it.
Yeah.
This is why you like flowers.
This is why I like flowers.
You found the meaning in the flower.
And I also walk by them, let's say last time, I know you brought me some for my anniversary, and they lived forever, which just shows why this show's on fire, and we love working together. But
positive energy, dog.
Nature boy, I'll never forget, he was the last guy that brought me flowers,
right,
to bring him up. Ooh. And I would walk by and I would smell them and think about him, right?
Yeah.
So that would make me think about him. Ironically, when they died, so did we. I'm telling you, there's something to it. Megan in Milwaukee texted in and said, candy for me, but Dominique will only get it the day after, LOL. That's
all
her
right. Her dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Dominique's her husband.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. See, we're geniuses out here, but not as genius as Lisa out here getting half off chocolate-covered strawberries. I'm stuck on that still, yes.
I have to read Shannon from Franklin who texted in. She said, I like acts of kindness. Do the dishes for me. Give me an hour of alone time. You know what? That wasn't an option, but I'm receiving.
Okay.
We're letting everyone know.
I guess your husband doesn't do the dishes. That's okay.
Anna Maria said, flowers. This gal doesn't need any more calories. Stop! 103.7 Kiss FM. You're pushing it over there.
Clean though.
Pushing it. 103.7 Kiss FM. Did I say that? It's Allie and DZ.
Clean though.
Well, we are last minute people. What can I say? That's how we roll, DZ. We work better under pressure. So it's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. We have something to talk about.
I think we do. You were saying something to me.
Do you remember when I went on the date with the 27-year-old?
I do remember.
Well, he still talks to me every now and then on the DMs, okay?
He still be sliding,
we
too.
We went on one date, we kissed, and then, you know, there was...
And you were like, nah.
He's great looking.
He's a cute
tall,
kid.
But he feels like a kid to me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
And so I heard a Julia, our midday girl, talking about how the internet, according to the internet, they claim that to be a cougar, you have to be 8 years older than someone, because we kind of were talking about this off the air, DZ. Because
The internet
makes you a cougar?
They're making weird age delineations for our lives.
Yeah.
And as we get older, we're like, what age range do we mm-hmm. fall into? Right?
Right. Exactly. Who,
right?
Yeah. Does it matter? Because when I hear cougar, mm-hmm. I always think it's, I always thought it was somebody over 40. That was just what I thought. And you were dating someone younger when it first started, that term. But if they're saying it's just someone 8 years older than you, then that could be a 25-year-old and a 33-year-old.
It has to be 8 years difference, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I thought it was an older, like a woman of a certain age.
Yeah. And then, who are we talking about that said, nah, to me, to be a cougar, you have to be divorced or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Who
one
said
of our
that?
Coworkers, that was their opinion. They said, I thought it was a divorced woman. I go, well, I've never heard that.
But then I got to thinking, I was like, well, I guess if you're a little bit older, usually, not always, but mm-hmm. usually you may have been married before.
Mm-hmm. May have been.
And you're divorced now, and mm-hmm. you're single and ready to mingle.
I have friends in their 40s that have never been married and never wanted to get married, though.
Are they dating younger guys, though?
Some yes, some no.
Then the
depends,
right? Because yeah. It's like, does that constitute a cougar though? Because you've never been married and you're dating somebody younger. Right. By some people's standards, no.
Well, for me, the 27-year-old, I would be like, okay, fine, you can use that term, because some people find it disrespectful because it's calling you old to a lot of people.
It's rude.
But for me, I'm like, call me whatever you want. Watch it bounce off my skin. I'll be fine.
I mean, there's worse things to be called than 100%. A cougar or like a silver fox in the dude's case, right?
Right. Exactly.
Worse things to be called.
Mm-hmm. Rawr. That's true, because it is a compliment. A silver fox means you think he's good looking.
And a cougar means you clearly still got it because you're on the prowl.
Right. Exactly is another way to look at it.
So then,
you know, I was out, was it a week and a half ago? I'm bringing up another funny story. I'm not naming any names, and we're not going to name any names. I was out with a friend.
I'm not naming nobody anymore, bro.
Never. No, I was having a drink with a friend, and the bartender was like, openly hitting on me, and I texted you, DZ, go, I think you know this guy. I think you're the same age, and I think you guys actually know each other from a certain part of your life. And you told
me. I knew exactly who it was.
You knew exactly who the guy
was. I was like, yes, I know them.
He didn't know I knew you, but I go, so you're 31. It's so obvious. You know the age difference we got here, my guy? And then he didn't realize I knew you, but you knew the guy very, very well.
Oh, I know him well.
And I was like, your guy is very forward. Jeesh.
Yes, he is.
But that brought up again the age difference, because I even said to him, I'm like, you are way too young for me, my guy.
Yeah, you dated a 27-year-old.
One date, okay?
So get a 37-year-old to date her too as well then. What? Bruh,
well, the last guy was 34.
Right.
I mean, I'm just in my early 40s.
I think this is an important conversation because we gotta decide what it actually means to either
be a cougar.
To me, it's not an age number. It's just being older.
Than the person. Matter how much older one is? Like, is it matter? Obviously, with a cougar, well, there's the silver fox. You have different, you know, you could make it gender specific. But
I jokingly say my wife's a cougar because she's a year older than
which
me.
Which is hysterical.
Right? I'd be like, yeah, she robbed the cradle with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like, I rib her like that. Mm-hmm. So jokingly, any age, as long as you're older than the person you're dating, I'd consider you a cougar.
Yeah.
In a jesting form. Mm-hmm. If we're putting an actual status on it, I think at least 3 to 5 years would be a minimum.
But a cougar?
Yeah.
It has to be more than 3 to 5.
I think
3 to 5 years, you could have been in high school together. You could have been a freshman when they were a senior. And that's not that weird. You know what I mean?
You got to be in a different decade? You couldn't have worn bell bottoms at the same time?
Maybe. Well, they're back.
That's what I mean. You can't be dating.
Somebody texted in and said, stop asking other people's opinions and go to the source, Google. You know what? That's what I'm saying. That's what the internet will say is 8 years difference to make it a cougar.
Man, Google it, because I don't believe it. What actually constitutes a cougar? Because now I'm wondering, do you have to be decades apart or at least a decade apart? Close enough. 8 years is close enough to a decade. Mm-hmm. That would make sense if that's the delineation. It just doesn't make it. I don't believe it. Any older is cougar. Arr.
Somebody said, wait, are you still dating that Mr. Riz guy with the Spanish texting? No, you missed a dumpster fire last week, and it was a good one. You should go back and listen.
You're bringing up sore topics, dog.
But I'm over it, honestly.
I'm not.
DZ's more upset than I am.
Thought I had a friend. Man. I was excited for him.
I'm sorry. Don't worry. There's plenty of men out there that you could be friends with.
BBL Boo got BBL booted.
Bye. Lala texted in and said, Destiny's my cougar, baby. How much older is Destiny than Lala?
I think a couple years.
Like, oh, she does look way older. I'm kidding. That was funny. Come on. That was funny.
No, that was good.
Somebody said, Allie, you need to watch Younger on Netflix. Okay. And then, who said this? There's a lot of single mothers and single older women who just want to play hot dogs and donuts and not proceed into relationships or romantic marriages. That's a fact. And yeah, but there's both. And there's a lot of guys like that. So,
okay, great.
This is different.
Cool. None of this is answering what constitutes a cougar, bro.
What
do you define as a cougar? Mm-hmm. Is it age? Is it status? Is it experience? Is it a combination of all? Because to me, it's any older.
Mm-hmm. Just a year.
Should be 3 to 5. But to me, it's any older. My wife's a cougar. Rawr.
Somebody says, cougar. This is, okay, Wikipedia.
Cougar, oh, we got the wiki answer?
Cougar is a slang term for a woman who seeks romantic or sexual relationships with significantly younger men.
Oh, significantly.
So that would be like when I went on the date with the 27-year-old.
I wouldn't call that significant,
here's the problem,
though,
bro. I think I'm 25. You guys don't understand. In my mind, I'm about 35. Let's be real.
What's your ID say, though?
Shut up. Who asked you anyway?
You!
Who asked you?
No.
In my mind, though, you know, it's a state of mind, but you don't get that until you're older, because I remember being 18 and thinking a 23-year-old was, ew, so old, you're like a dinosaur. It's all perspective.
It is perspective.
Like, you know, your friend's dating a guy who's 25 when you're 18, you're like, ew, he's so old. Like,
that dude's a pedo.
It's all perspective. You know? Mm. Not to make it weird.
No, not to make
saying.
It weird. It is perspective, but we're talking about actual years. Mm-hmm. Perspective out of it. Metaphor aside.
How many years?
Age on age.
How many years makes a woman a cougar? Or a man a silver fox?
Apparently, it's got to be a significant amount of difference.
Mm-hmm.
What's significant to anybody?
I think 8 years is where you start. 10 would be the big, that's where you really start having generational differences.
I think you, maybe that's it. Maybe you have to be at least a generation apart.
Yeah, which is kind of what you said.
If you were in elementary school, I better have been in middle school. If you were in high school, I needed to be in college. We could not have been in school at the same time.
You don't get the jokes I get, or you don't get the music I get necessarily, or your core memories, you don't have an emotional connection to the things in high school that I do, and vice versa, right?
You probably don't relate off rip because you got to learn these things about each other. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm kind of hearing off of what Wikipedia says. You need at least 8 to 10 years. That's wild.
Okay, 414-533-1037. We're going to talk to you guys next. Listen to this. Somebody said the creep factor is half your age plus 7. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
You know I don't do math well. What's half your
math.
Age plus
so
7?
So I did the math. That would mean, so if I'm 45, that would be 22 plus 7. So that would mean if I date a 29-year-old, I'm a creep.
Well, that's no. See, bro, I disagree with that math then.
Look, I don't care. You know, I get weirded out when guys are too young, to be quite honest.
Sure.
But you always say, don't worry about that. That doesn't matter.
I really am a proponent of age ain't none but a number. As long as it's not like you're 40 dating a fresh 18-year-old, then yes, creep factor for sure.
We're talking about what makes you a cougar or a silver fox, I would say. And then somebody said, when I was 35, I was dating a 22-year-old. 22 is so close to 18. 30. That's where I start to get wigged out with the 30s. Now I'm like, you're 22? Really close. But they would have been graduated from college.
No, not necessarily. They're close, though.
But they might be in college for more than 4 years.
True. But 21 turning 22, bro, they've barely been at the bars for a year.
Oh, see, and that's where I start to get...
You don't know nothing about nothing yet.
Somebody else said, cougar, 10-year difference. We're 62 and 52. Okay, let's just go to the phones. I want to start with Kate the Great in East Troy.
Who?
Kate the Great in East Troy.
Oh, the homie.
Self-proclaimed cougar.
All right.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Hi, Kate.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good morning.
What's the age difference between you and your boo?
7 years, so I take a little bit of a hit with the 8-year, you know, rule. But I will say I am a cougar. There are generational differences, but just maturity, years.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A difference. It's a significant difference, but it's up to the couple, I think. You know, even if you're 5 years difference, that does make a difference.
Come on now. This is like Aaron joking with DZ that she's a cougar because she's a year older than
me. Or me joking with her. No, she hates it.
Oh, yeah. You joking. Oh, she does. Right.
Oh, yeah. She's like, stop.
7 years.
Oh,
I think funny. 7 years constitutes also that. That's a big gap.
Yeah. I hear what she's saying because Kate the Great is on. Like, it's not necessarily about the years, it's the fact that we are in a different life experience when we got together. Right? I had to teach him a couple things.
He's not offended by that. He knows, but he was also, sometimes boys have mommy issues, and that's why they like cougars.
But, but they can also be 40 and still have mommy issues. I said what I said, okay? They don't want to grow up.
Hey, I'm with you, girl. I'm with you.
Ain't nobody saying nothing about age. Mommy issues happen all the time, daddy issues do, don't they?
All the time. Yes, right. 100%.
But I consider myself a cougar, and I'm proud of it.
Rawr, growl, girl, rawr.
Okay, Kate the Great, go with your bad self. Bye. This text says, my husband is 11 years older than me. No, I don't have daddy issues. Guys my age are more feminine than me. Gen X all the way, signed a millennial female. That is such a broad statement.
And that's really subjective to your individual opinion.
And personally, what you're attracted to. I would say, like, you know, they would say a metrosexual guy, like 10 years ago. Some people love that vibe on a guy.
Yeah.
And some people want a more masculine
guy. Yeah.
And some people want a more dominant guy. And some people want a less dominant guy. And I don't think we should be judging anybody for their preferences, period. But that's just my opinion.
We're also not judging you for yours, girl.
But
do
I
your
like
thing.
Masculine men, but I know they end up being dogs.
Well, and it's not even about being masculine.
Saying?
And I disagree with that statement,
see?
But you know, it's subjective to everybody's independent opinion.
That's true. That's very true. You're right. I shouldn't have said that. Okay, fine. I'll take it back.
No, you don't got to take it back. Own it, Ma. Own
it,
Ma.
It's a little too broad. There's some masculine guys who don't act like that. That's fair. It's just my experiences have been not well with dominant men, let's say.
That part.
Stella's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her next.
Wonder if she's got
Stella.
Her groove back.
Huh?
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
That was a good one. Stella, good morning. Hi. Stella.
Hello.
There you go.
Okay. I had us on mute.
Oh, this is Jessica. I'm sorry. I had said hello because I didn't know you guys had answered already.
Why did I write Stella? Your name's Jessica?
Yeah.
She must have said it too quick and I heard Stella in my mind. I have no idea.
Well, your name's Stella today, Jessica.
Jessica?
No, it's Jessica.
That part, she said, put some respect on my name. I love that, Jessica.
Anyway,
yes.
So what do you think?
So it's significantly older, because when you think of a cougar, you think of like a predator. So you dang near have to be a predator to be a cougar. So the age difference is significant. So like my wife, she is 10 years older than I am. So when we first started dating, though, I didn't consider her a cougar because she would have been about like 34, 35.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because she wasn't older. I didn't consider her a cougar, but I did. I was a young tenderoni. Okay.
It's a little young. I love the fact that you just said tenderoni.
Cougar is more so like 40 and up. Like 40 and up is a cougar, but if you're dating someone that's, you know, significantly younger or older than you, it depends on, I think, your age while you're dating.
So it depends on the dater's and the datee's age.
Yes.
Separation. And since you were not, or since your wife then, when you guys started dating, wasn't in her 40s yet, you didn't think, you know, my tenderoni self was dating a cougar.
Mm. Yeah, I didn't consider her a cougar, but now, you know, she's 46, so, you know, I'm like, okay. I got me a cougar. You know, I got that, my old lady, she's a cougar, right?
Jessica,
when you are dating someone that's older than you, you know, they're your significant other. They do things for you. They should be able to do things for you that, you know, somebody your age couldn't, you know, significant sign if I can't. Like, they should teach you things. So it goes along with experience, too, I think.
Well, okay. And Amanda in Port Washington texted in something really fair. It gets really weird when they're closer in age to your kids than you.
Ooh.
How do we?
That's
when it does get weird. I actually agree. They said, my kid's almost 19. I'm 39 and have had 25-year-olds trying to talk to me. It grosses me out because she has a 19-year-old. And I totally get that, too.
Yeah, you got to do the math.
That would be icky.
I think if you got kids, you kind of do got to do the math on, are you closer in my age or my kid's age?
Yeah, Owen's only 13, but I'm sorry. If you're closer to Owen than me, you're out, dude.
Listen,
that's icky.
Are we building a fort or are you building a fort with my kid?
That's weird. Like Drea and Jalen Green or whatever that guy's name is. Like, that's creepy. That's not cougar.
Is that the chick
predator
from Basketball Wives?
Yeah.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
That's predator. That's not even cougar.
That's just predator. Alien versus predator.
Same age as your kid? No.
Yeah, wow. Jessica, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. You have a great day.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, let's go to Miko quick and see what he has to say. He wrote in, I think he's a silver fox. What's the age difference for you and your wife?
The age difference is 12 years.
12 years.
It's 12 years.
Oh, you a silver fox, Papa.
Totally.
But you know what I found out a couple of months ago, maybe even a year or two ago? The term cougar is actually age derivative. So if you're from like 50 to 59, you're a cougar.
Age 50 or to 59.
Like, yeah, or it's like 40 to 59. And then if you look at age differences, they get different names as they go.
No
it's
way.
Like cougar. Oh. Yeah, it's like a cougar, a jaguar, a panther.
You might be a panther.
I'm still a cougar. You be quiet.
No, you might be a jaguar if they're younger. That's what I'm saying.
I thought he was saying
you might not be a cougar yet.
I thought as the woman got older, she became the jaguar. So
he said there's different ages. You might not be cougar yet. It's like when I found out, I thought I was Unk. I'm not Unk yet. I'm still big bro.
You're big bro.
I'm still big bro. I'm not Unk yet.
Tyler G from Kenosha texted in and said, I think a cougar is someone 40 plus that's interested in 21 to 25 year olds. I always think of Stifler's mom.
Yep. Nailed it. Stifler's mom.
Say less.
Cougar.
Say less.